The big news story that you're seeing everywhere today is inflation, because prices are up the highest they've been in over 40 years. And the reports are saying 7%, which to me didn't sound like a whole lot, but when you start breaking it down, you're like, oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah. That is a ton of money.
And when you start adding it up along everything, if you go 7% across the board, it's 4% in one place. It's, you know, 14% someplace else on the average. Like, it ain't good.
Gas is up 49% from last year at this time. That's a lot. If you've gone to the gas station, like getting gas, which I'm sure you have, that's a sticker shock. When it finishes, like, you know, because it looks small, the number, you're like, oh, three, whatever. You're like, okay. And then all of a sudden you look back up and it's like a $40 and you're like, wait a minute. How did that happen, right?
I used to have a group of people that I would meet with, like a networking thing, and one of them was an economics professor. And he used to always say, he said, if you want to see the American economy doing well, gas has got to be $2.50 or less. Huh. He said, even though things have gone up and relatively what we pay for gas is cheap, he said, if you want the American economy chugging along for the middle class, you got to have $2.50 or less for gas. So, you know something? I've always paid attention to that figure, and it's always made sense.
If you've been trying to buy a car or getting a used car, used cars and trucks up 37%. I mean, it's astronomical. We've been trying to, we have a lease coming up, and it's been, forget it, terrible.
Forget it. That is your car for the rest of your life. Just so you know, that is your car that you are keeping for the rest of your life.
That's it. Meats are up 15%. Eggs are up 11%. Wow. The good news is alcoholic beverages are only up 2%. So you have to explain, like, listen, we're not having any steak tonight, but we're going to have a bottle of Cabernet. Things are going to be just fine. You know, all these prices, though, you wonder, like, how much should things cost in perspective? Like, how much should things be when you go to buy them at the grocery store or on the streets? So we asked a bunch of kids what they thought.
So Abigail, how much do you think a pizza costs?
$2,100.
$2,100? What about like a new car? How much does a new car cost? What do you think?
$99 to $87.
$99 to $87?
Yeah.
What about milk? Like a big gallon of milk?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Economics are not fun for everybody, Anna. You know, you ask a kid three questions in a row that he doesn't want to answer. First two, I'll give it to you. Third one, forget it. Tantrum. This is not happening right here.
I like that she doesn't have the price of milk, but all the other ones, she's like $29.97. Like, right. No problem whatsoever.
$2,100 for a pizza. It tells you where the priorities are for a kid, right?
Can you imagine if pizza was $21? I don't even want to. I don't want to go to that world.
Someday, don't worry.
My name is Drew, and I'm 7 years old.
How much do you think a gallon of milk should cost?
$4.
Okay.
How much do you think a pizza costs?
$5.
Oh. And how much do you think a car costs?
What type?
A Jeep. How much is a Jeep?
$42,000.
Okay.
What?
And pick another type.
I don't know other types.
Yes, you do. How about a Lamborghini?
Maybe $400,000.
Okay.
Good job, Drew.
There's a couple things going on in that house. Yeah. Drew's dad or mom has talked to them about their own Jeep. They own a Jeep. Clearly, that's obvious to me. And somebody has scratched that Jeep or spilled something in that Jeep. And that's when they were like, listen, take care of the family Jeep because it costs a lot of money. And he was like, oh, yeah. And they were like, and he was like, how much? And they were like, $42,000. And he's never forgotten that figure. Lamborghini, saw it on a poster or something like that. How much is that? $400,000. Never forgot that number. That kid's on top of his cars.
I'm not even going to lie. The first thing I Googled is how much are Lamborghinis, because
like
I had no idea. Yeah, but they're between $200,000 and $500,000. It's pretty accurate.
Right. Pretty good, man.
Big story today is all about inflation. All the news channels are talking about how it's the highest it's been in 40 years, up 7% from last year. Gas prices are astronomical, up 49% from last year this time. Same thing with food. Right.
Yeah.
Actually, people are texting us on the text line at 1-800-330-9999 how much they just paid for gas. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, I paid $4.54 yesterday. $3.54 yesterday,
yeah.
Which was a lot, man. I mean, it's still a lot when you see it. And then you drive down the road, of course, a half a mile, and you see it for 10 cents less, and you're so mad.
Yeah, but then a quarter mile after that, you see it for like 70 cents more, and you feel like a god, you know? So we decided to just ask a whole bunch of kids, how much do they think certain things should cost? And here's what they said.
Okay, Declan, how much is a brand new car?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? $20.
Remember when the biggest stuff that you would buy was always $20 in your mind? What a good time in life that was, for sure.
I remember when I was in high school, if I had $20 in my wallet, I was rich.
Yeah,
that'd
you were.
Awesome.
Yeah, look out Friday night. Yeah. Yep.
Bless ya. How much do you think milk should cost?
$10.
$10. What about a car?
$500.
Okay, that's good.
$10. $10 for a gallon of milk. Imagine if milk was $10. Right. You'd have to siphon milk from your neighbor's cow.
Well, that's what you would have to do. So Dakota, I give her organic milk, not because I'm one of those organic people, because it lasts a long time.
It does. It's like magical.
Right.
And it's delicious. It is. Yeah.
But I remember at one point, it was like a gallon. I looked at the organic. It was like $8.59. And I'm like, nope, absolutely
but
not.
But you consider
no world.
How much you've thrown out over the years. And that's how you rationalized in your head, right? We did the same thing in our house. Wow.
So how much do you think a pizza should cost?
I'm guessing $2.99
for pizza. And what do you think that a car should cost?
$500. $1,000.
He revised his answer, you know, because who can concentrate in a house with a TV that loud? Let's turn it down.
I have to agree. If I could get pizza for $2.99, I would be a happy girl. The entire pizza, not just the slice, like a whole large cheese pizza.
Listen to this one, though. This one nails it.
Okay, we got Kat.
Hello.
Kat, how much does a large cheese pizza cost?
Like 20-something dollars.
How much is a gallon of milk?
Like 5.
And how much is a new car?
Well, what type of car?
Tesla.
100,000.
Range Rover.
Like 70,000 and 90,000.
RAV4.
Like 30,000.
This kid is like a car dealer, right? It's like a car dealer.
She's an economics like genius. Like, what does she do? She just reads and learns all about the prices of everything. She's accurate on pretty much everything.
Good luck, Dad, when she needs a car. Good luck.